Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And we know that we live in a lovely place with so much going for it in the way of outdoor activities, and we have sunshine. I don't know, but it seems to be most days we have sunshine, even when it's cold. We definitely sometimes struggle to get a little moisture around, so that's why it makes it such a great place for biking. And we want to make sure that all people get a chance to get their selves on a bicycle and see the world in a different way. And that's why the group Kids on Bikes was founded back in 2005. That's in order to bring joy one bike at a time by providing access to bikes, opportunities to ride, and education and empowerment to all kids so that kids can lead happy, healthy, and active lives through bicycling. So today we're going to talk about their many programs, their social enterprise, and share some new interesting information about where they're located and why that is something really that is truly a blessing in this group's journey. So joining me today, we have Daniel Bird, who's the executive director of Kids on Bikes, and Jessica Verplank, who's a volunteer who runs the Kids on Bikes Earn a Bike program at a middle school. So good morning to both my kids, Jessica and Daniel. Thanks so much for joining us today on The Extra.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Good morning.
Great to have you both. Now, today I would not advise biking because it's really chilly out there. If you did, you might have to wear like a ski suit because that's the only way to stay warm. Although you do get your blood pumping when you do something like bicycling. And of course, we just love all the cyclists who get out and about and enjoy everything that's fun about bicycling in our area, the Pikes Peak region. Daniel, let's talk about Kids on Bikes. What does the organization do, and who do you help? How did this all start?
Well, I'll begin with how it all started. It started back in 2005, as you had mentioned, with just a very simple goal to get bikes into the hands of kids that didn't seem to have them. They volunteering at schools and just connecting with a few local schools started realizing just how many kids not only were not riding their bikes to school, as I grew up here doing almost on a regular basis, but just even, well, do you have a bike at home? No? Okay. So it began just quite simply, let's find the kids that don't have bikes. And then really sticking to a core value and principle of having something earned versus having something given to you. So through a lot of just ongoing innovation over the years, Kids on Bikes has stuck to how do you create an earn a bike opportunity? So for kids that, again, you know, don't have access to a bike, single mom with three kids, whatever the story might be, how do we make sure that the bike is earned through education? How do we teach them to be a good steward of the bike? So over the years, we had a lot of great people chipping in to build up curriculum that's age appropriate, teaching kids how to put on a helmet in the first place, why it's a good idea to wear a helmet,
right.
And if your chain falls off, how do you put it back on? How do you fix a flat tire? We started realizing quite quickly that a lot of kids, they may have had a bike at home, but it's unrideable simply because of flat tires. And flat tire repair is one of our core curriculum aspects for just about any age, third grade and up. And then that in and of itself, they'll just start riding their bike and they'll be empowered to fix their own bike. And that won't be a barrier to them getting out and exploring their neighborhood anymore.
You make it, so, you make that word empowering. And I keep thinking how that is the bottom line. It is, it does empower kids. It makes them
exactly.
Have a little more control over what
exactly.
They're doing.
There's, it's a rite of passage, right? So having a bike as a kid, I think we could all answer in length of our first bike and what our bike might have meant to us as a kid and how we explored the neighborhood with our friends and how all the bikes in the front yard could tell us exactly where our friends were hanging out, getting some Kool-Aid and mac and cheese, right? So, yeah, there's that sense of independence. It really can start so young, and it does. And there's one example that always comes to mind in one of our programs is summer bike camps. This young girl started riding a bike for the first time, and she screamed out at the top of her lungs, "This is the greatest day of my life!" And she just kept going in circles, just would not stop. Mom and dad show up to pick her up. Nope, still doing hot laps, just going around and around and around. So it's that sense of, I can do this, and I can, you know, I might crash and get hurt, but I'm going to get right back up, too.
It's that freedom, right? And
yep.
and some of us can lament because it does seem that our kids today don't have those same freedoms mm-hmm. to maybe
yeah.
go out and explore as far afield. But
right.
even with a bicycle, what a great family activity to do too.
Oh, absolutely. And so you have sometimes when kids start riding and then parents go, "Oh, well, I better get my bike fixed up too, and you know, where can we ride? Where's a good safe place to ride?" So for kids to be successful, you've got to engage mom and dad, aunts and uncles, and anybody who's a caretaker, because the more that the adults in the kid's life ride, the more likely the kid is going to continue riding and really develop that healthy habit. And absolutely so much fun for them to ride together. And I'll just highlight we have a popsicle ride that was started by a gentleman named Alan years ago, and just there was no family bike ride necessarily for families to be supported. So we run this ride once a week, bring popsicles, so we have popsicles halfway, but a lot of times you end up helping the parents learn simple things like trail etiquette and how to fix a flat. And so a lot of times it's just the simple things that really open up a lot of doors. If you just show them how to connect some trails in town or whatever the case might be, it really helps empower the family. So you're kind of working your way out of the picture even.
Mm. Okay. And Jessica, you come to this as a volunteer. Please talk about, you know, how you got involved and really why you have such a passion for this group.
I can go right into that about the freedom that the bikes give to all of us. I mean, I can remember riding my bike through the puddles, you know, when I was young after the rain and traveling around the neighborhood. I love everything about Kids on Bikes and their mission because it promotes that word, the freedom word we've been using all morning, and gives people a means to see the world. And it brings families together. They offer great, you know, programs to create relationships with the bike that will bring those memories to kids who may not have the means to experience life on a bike. I enjoyed that part of it, and so I volunteer for their summer camps, and I also operate the Earn a Bike program here at the middle school for kids on bikes.
And so tell us about that Earn a Bike program. How do kids earn a bike?
It started out as a bike club here, and then we realized the same thing, that kids weren't riding their bikes to school or they had a bike that wasn't in proper working condition. So the program teaches bike safety and bike skills, how to navigate our neighborhood from the middle school on the urban trails and the streets safely. If a student doesn't have a bike, we have a bicycle library here at North that kids can borrow the bikes from. And then at the end of this 6-week program.
I love that, a bicycle library. Hey, I'm going to stop you right there, Jessica, because we do need to take a break. We'll be back. We'll be talking more about the Earn a Bike program through the Kids on Bikes organization, a great organization that we're learning more about here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back to The Extra, the show connecting you with issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today we have some great guests on who are talking to us about a program that really makes me, want to go out and take a bike ride. Jessica Verblank is a volunteer who runs Kids on Bikes Earn a Bike program at North Middle School. And before the break, she was talking to us about a lending library of bicycles. I love this. Go into a little bit more detail here, Jessica, for this.
Absolutely. We have bikes libraries, or Kids on Bikes has bike libraries throughout the city, and we have one. We are lucky enough to have one here at North. There are many bike hubs. They have refurbished bikes in them, basic tools, parts, and helmets. They're established through long-term partnerships throughout the city. We're able to use these bikes for the bike club, and we've used them on field trips also with the middle school. It's such an amazing opportunity. We use that through the bike club, and at the end of this 6-week program, the students and kids have an opportunity to earn the bike if they do not have one.
Wow. So tell us how this works. So it's a bike club. How often do they meet? What kind of things do they do? And what are the responses that you see in their faces?
Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun. They have so, I mean, you can see the excitement in their eyes when they get on the bikes. And we meet once a week. We've started out for just an hour and a half or an hour, and it was definitely not long enough to enjoy the wonderful urban trails that we have here in the city. And so we meet for an hour and a half once a week during the warm weather, and we've actually frozen sometimes too, but we always have a smile on our faces because it's so much fun to be on a bike, as we all know.
And you say then they segue into the earning a bike program. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. If they show up consistently for the 6-week program, they learn the bike skills, they learn the safety. Again, Daniel was talking about changing a tire, being able to put their chain back on the bike. Once I feel that they have earned that and they're really comfortable and they earn the bike at the end of the 6 weeks, they are able to take it home as theirs. Wow. And on that day, I'm super emotional because I know what a big deal this is, and it's going to change these kids' lives. Mm-hmm. They don't get to see things on a bike that we get to see. We take it for granted. And so I can see the excitement in their eyes as we, you know, this is now your bike. There's so many skills that go into completing the program. They have hard work, kindness, perseverance, and commitment, and working within the group. And, you know, they have these that they can keep these skills and the bike for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. Plus, they have the freedom, you know, that the bike that they earned, they have the freedom to ride this bike now, even if it's just down the street farther to the next park. But I'm hoping that introducing them to the urban trails around their neighborhood will give them much more freedom.
Right, right. I certainly remember my bicycle riding when I was a kid. Now, we always used to ride to get candy, which was probably not exactly the right healthy choice, but that's what we would do. We would ride to get candy every Saturday with our allowance. But later in life, as I, you know, got to a different stage of life and wanting to do different things, I remember bike camping where I took a ferry with my bicycle and I ran into a couple who were also bike camping, but they were biking across the country on their bicycles. They were going to camp and bike all the way across the country. And then later, I did a story on a gentleman, Paul McManus, wherever you are, Paul, he's in Australia. He's an Australian who biked around the world. And he did that all on his bike. So talk about freedom. I mean, when you're talking about the ability to open doors, you know, it just, and that's in my little experience. So Daniel, why don't you tell us about some of the additional programs that are out there, including the a bike camp?
Sure thing. Yeah, the bike camps are something we started about 6 years ago. And it started with just 3 weeks of camps to teach basic mountain bike skills. It's kind of started at the beginner level. And the reason we focused on mountain biking is because we have such great access to local mountain bike trails. I mean, I've traveled around enough to know that we really are so fortunate to have the trails that we have here. And then it was also kind of feedback from families who came to our popsicle rides and everything of just getting my kid out to ride some more. So it actually works as a social enterprise of one of two social enterprises that we run. The summer bike camps just allow us to fulfill our mission while we teach kids at every level from 2 years old, where they're first beginning to stride around on balance bikes, all the way up through age 14, where they're doing advanced mountain biking into the Cheyenne Canyon and other places, really tackling technical rides in Palmer Park. So we've opened up this summer bike camp and really expanded it to teach kids even more about the world of bicycling. One of the bike camps is the urban trails one, so they learn a lot of traffic safety, but they also get exposure to how to navigate the city by bike, and they do more or less destination rides. So one day they go to Garden of the Gods Visitor Center, the next day they go all the way up to the Air Force Academy and back, and they utilize the urban trail system and then get a little exposure to mountain biking and then the BMX track and so on and so forth, and it just opens up the whole world of bicycling. So we've translated a lot of that now, and I'll kind of segue into the from the bike camps that we do in the summer to how we do a lot of camps even this fall with, you know, various restrictions related to COVID. We've kind of done a hybrid of a camp slash clinic in our Earn a Bike, and so we're running these camps more or less for free for all the kids that otherwise would have been in Earn a Bike. So the Earn a Bike, as Jess was also mentioning, kind of learning those core principle things, but it also can be a little bit different for third graders who are learning, you know, what it's like to ride safely up and down a sidewalk and the mm-hmm. things you have to be watching out for, like cars backing out of their driveway or a loose dog comes at you. What do you do? But then you go up higher into, you know, middle school and even some high school things that we have going, we expand on that education. So the summer bike camps, again, phenomenal social enterprise. And then another program we run is called the Pedal Station. That is where we take bike donations in from throughout the Pikes Peak region, get those bikes fixed up, and that's what we supply the bike libraries with and our other Earn a Bike efforts. We have tons of space for volunteers to come in and help us fix up these bikes. And then there's used bikes for sale, and that's, again, part of that social enterprise piece where bike donations that come in help us fulfill our mission and further fund all our programs.
Right, because you want to see that, I guess, continuity of growth through this sport, this mm-hmm. activity of cycling, because, right. you know, bicycle riders my age may not have as much time or energy or strength to get out and be doing, but, you know, but I sure appreciate, you know, what it's given to me over the years. So other ways mm-hmm. to give back might be going and participating in those other programs and right. giving back those that way. We need to right. take another break. I'm speaking to Jessica Verplank, as well as Daniel Bird with Kids on Bikes. And they are telling us about some amazing programs. And coming up, I'd like to ask you, Daniel, about that space you were talking about. Mm-hmm. And so keep on listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We have more questions about Kids on Bikes. And if you want to find out more, go to kidsonbikes.net. That is the website for their organization. But we're continuing the conversation here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that brings you exciting news of topics of interest here in our community. And today we are talking about the organization called Kids on Bikes. And it's just like the name says, its aim is to get more kids on bikes, enjoying the great outdoors in a way that is uniquely pedalific. Did you like how I said that? Pedalific?
That was great.
Okay, today we have Daniel Bird and Jessica Verplank joining us, talking about this organization. Kids on Bikes has a new space. Daniel, tell us where it is and why you moved and what you can find inside.
Absolutely. So first, I think just a little bit of context is that we have, and we've been speaking a lot about our Earn a Bike programs. Well, we started getting a wait list for Earn a Bike programs, and we never had a home, a place that we could take in bike donations. And so the idea of this social enterprise called the Pedal Station was where we could take bike donations in, get them fixed up, and then start to expand our programs, like the one at at North Middle School. So we had started out on South Tejon, and we have a phenomenal partner, Mountain Equipment Recyclers, that we were inside the space of. But we, as soon as we moved in, we kind of quickly outgrew the space. And so we moved just recently to 2222 Bott Avenue. So it's right over on the west side, kind of main intersection of Highway 24 and 21st Street. And we nearly doubled our square footage. And that was just because we had to increase our efficiency and overall capacity for programs. So the whole point of the Pedal Station is really to make sure we get bikes donated in, have a place to keep them, get them fixed up, and then get them right back out. So this new location not only offers us, you know, the opportunity to have everything under one roof, but it also now opens up more doors for more programs. We have a Fresh Start next door. We have a bike library at Midland Elementary School just three blocks away. And we can also start to do family mountain bike clinics nearby is the Red Rock Trail system. So this new location just comes at a perfect time as bike donations continue to increase and our programming capacity continue to increase with the bike libraries and getting, you know, all these little neighborhood efforts supported for year-round programming. And then finally, with this move, we launched our mobile repair van. So we have a big Ford Transit van that goes out to take care of all our fleets of bikes throughout the city. So downtown, southeast Colorado Springs, this van has a straight direct shot going down Highway 24 and can be over in the southeast part of town within 15-minute drive and take care of the bikes that are in the bike libraries over there.
Oh, fantastic. It sounds like an exciting change and really enhancing the program. So you mentioned this Mountain Equipment Recyclers. Tell us about how that organization and yours work together to help kids.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mountain Equipment Recyclers was started back in 2011, and it's a social impact business, and it's outdoor gear that is consigned, donated, and purchased, so everything you might find at REI or something. And it supports a lot of local nonprofits, many of whom Kids on Bikes partners with. So we share rent at this new location, we share foot traffic, and we just share a similar interest in getting people outside on a more regular basis, budget-focused type of price tags, right, where we got a lot of consignment goods and things like that. But they're, yeah, the phenomenal partner that we have. And now under this, in this new building, we both can expand, increasing our efficiency just with, you know, it's amazing just how much you can be restricted by brick and mortar.
Sure.
But especially as two businesses that are really growing and trying to do more out in the community, we needed a much bigger space.
Right, and the product that you have to get around and about and to kids and then to people who fix it up is a big one. It's a bulky one, not easy to transport.
Yeah, well, bikes start taking up a lot of space before you know it. But we're also, every time a bike donation comes in, it gets evaluated for how can we get the most out of this bike. Is there any life left in it, even just the tires? So a lot of times a bike, maybe the frame is cracked or rusted through, we can still strip it for parts and use those parts for another bike. We can do so much, but you have to have that, you know, the space to do it, and you got to keep it as organized as you can. So yeah, I can't emphasize just how much fun it's been, first of all, but how exciting it's been able to see the efficiency when a bike is donated and the volunteers can come in and do their thing to help us out. It's just all working so much better in this new location.
Okay, and again, the location, 2222 Bott Avenue in Colorado Springs. And as Daniel was mentioning, it's near the Highway 24 and 21st Avenue sort of intersection.
Right.
Is it on the, on the north side or the south side?
It's more west side based.
West side.
So it's zip code 80904.
Got it. Okay. Well, we are continuing the conversation here on The Extra about Kids on Bikes, new changes, programs, what they're doing, how they're bringing biking to more kids throughout the Colorado Springs Pikes Peak region. We want to give a website for Mountain Equipment Recyclers. That's the social enterprise that Danny was talking about. It's merecyclers.com. If you're interested in finding out more, merecyclers.com. When we come back, say you're thinking that, ooh, maybe now I will clean out the garage. Maybe now I will get rid of the bicycles that my husband has been telling me to get rid of for many years. Maybe now's the time. We're going to tell you how to go about doing those donations, where they need help, where Kids on Bikes needs help, and how you can get involved. Perhaps you'd like to volunteer, like Jessica Verplank, join that effort. We have much more coming on as The Extra continues. First, though, we need to pay the bills, so we need to get those commercial advertisers on. So stay tuned for more of The Extra after this. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. And today we're talking about the organization Kids on Bikes, a worthy organization if ever I've heard one, that aims to bring more kids into the world of bicycling and give them the freedom and independence that comes with having a bike, but also learning the responsibility to know how to share the trails responsibly and respectfully, I guess, with others, with whether they're runners, walkers, or other cyclists, as well as know safety, basic safety, knowing also, you know, how to deal with certain, rules of the road when it comes to sharing roadways if they need to. All of this and much more we've been discussing with Daniel Bird, who is the executive director of Kids on Bikes, as well as Jessica Verplank, who's a volunteer with the same organization working at North Middle School, helping bring more kids into the world of biking through the Kids on Bikes Earn a Bike program. So right before the break, we were talking about this, and I do have to say that my garage may need to be unloaded of a couple of bicycles. So tell us a little bit about, if people are listening, how can they get donations to keep Kids on Bikes doing these great programs?
Well, that is perfect, and you are definitely not alone. A lot of bikes are sitting in people's garages and probably maybe time for an upgrade. Maybe your interest in bicycling has changed a little bit. And so that old bike helps us supply bikes for a place like North Middle School and the Earn a Bike program that Jess is running. So our new location, the pedal station at 2222 Bott Avenue, 80904, that's open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And bicycle donations can be accepted any time during that window of time, so 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., 7 days a week. If you live maybe way up north in the Monument area or way out east, on our website, if you go to kidsonbikes.net and click the link for the pedal station, you can see a list of bicycle shops that we've partnered with for years and years that accept bicycle donations for us. So Criterion Bike Shop right off of Woodman and I-25, you can take bike donations there, and then we coordinate with them too if coming down to the west side is too much of a drive for somebody, or you know their office is just right in that area. So it's really any and all bicycle donations that help us out. So if it's old pair of mountain bike shoes, if it's some older mountain bike pedals, there's so many different things that we're always constantly looking for and using for any number of our programs.
And I know, Daniel, during the coronavirus pandemic, a lot of folks were turning to bicycle riding. You know, there were gyms that were closed, and people were cooped up, and it seemed like, you know, people love to walk, but even walking and hiking, you can't really keep your distance sometimes. So people were turning to bicycle riding. How did that impact your donations and the need?
Well, it was actually fairly unique. So we were moving in the midst of this summer, which was not ideal, but, you know, it is what it is. We had to, so many of our volunteers that I've mentioned that help us fix up these bikes, we actually had to restrict how involved they could be. And in fact, we had to close down. But meanwhile, we had more of an increase, it felt like, somewhat, in bicycles being donated, which was great. People were getting out and they're, oh, you know what, I'm going to go to the bike shop and get a new bike, which was fantastic. But we kind of got a little bottlenecked, actually, for a while. So a lot of bikes coming in, but less people available to be inside the building to get them back out.
To get them fixed up.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of speaking to, you know, just how we restricted we were in our old location. Now having a new space with more room, we can actually space the benches out 6 feet apart, required to wear masks, of course. And then we just have volunteers signing up online to take a two-hour shift on Thursday from 2 to 4, for example, and helping us kind of catch up to a lot of the bikes that were donated that we kind of had to just sit on, you know, while things were restricted, and then working at half capacity and so forth. Okay. So it was unique, but it was an exciting time for bicycling, and hopefully now we can really maintain that momentum, getting all this interest that, that people have in bicycling now just coming alongside and make sure we keep it going for every single bike shop that's been benefiting, anybody who's working on bikes. It's all just been a very exciting time for bicycling overall.
It has. I think people have reignited their passion, their love for it, because I went very soon after the lockdown started. It was like, oh, there is one thing that we can do, and it, you know,
right.
and it felt so. Again, you feel that freedom. Again, you feel that. You know, it's certainly going uphill is not the most fun, but you know, you no pain, no gain. You get that
That's
downhill
right.
on the other side. It's really nice. Again, remind people the new location, the hours. What should people know?
So we are located at 2222 Bott Avenue. 80904, right off of Highway 24 and just a little bit west of 21st Street. Open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that's where bicycle donations, you can come find a good quality refurbished bike. You can check out mountain equipment, recyclers, and all the outdoor gear that they have as well. And then downstairs, so there actually is two levels to this beautiful new location, and downstairs is where the magic happens. It's like Santa's workshop where all the bikes are getting fixed up, and volunteers are down there, and some nice music's playing while everybody's repairing bikes together and learning from one another and stuff like that. So yeah, 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 2222 Bott Avenue. And then, of course, any more information can be found on our website at kidzonebikes.net.
Okay. And you also have a Facebook presence, right? So you can people can search
oh, yes,
that up.
Absolutely. Yep. Kids on Bikes CS for Facebook. Pedal Station is at Pedal Station. And Mountain Equipment Recyclers at ME Recyclers. As well for Facebook.
Okay. Bringing Jessica Verplank in again. Jessica, is this how you found out about Kids on Bikes and got involved as a volunteer? And is that how you would suggest people maybe familiarize themselves more with the group if they're interested in volunteering?
Absolutely. It's a great company. And as a volunteer, I can see daily how they are changing kids' lives and families' lives due to bikes. You know, check them out on their websites. Once we return to popsicle rides, come out with your family and check them out.
What would you say, final thoughts as we're sharing with folks, you know, what this program, I guess, means to people? Jessica, maybe you can share first and then we'll go to Daniel.
Absolutely. They're bringing bikes to kids that maybe don't have the means to experience life on a bike. They're changing lives daily. They're teaching skills that safely we can share the road. I think it's just an amazing company and an amazing program for people to get involved in and students too.
Okay. Daniel, it sounds like your life's work has been this group. And, you know, when you dedicate yourself so much to it, sometimes you do get a little bit lost in the weeds. So stepping back, what you think about, you know, the work that your group is doing, where does it fall in terms of, you know, life changing?
Yeah, and you know, it comes back to why does it matter so much, and it really is more than just a bicycle. These days kids truly are spending more time on screens and less time outdoors, and that's not just little kids, but it's older kids as well. Childhood obesity was on the rise, you know, for the last several years. We've seen all these changes. And then you throw this pandemic in the mix and kids are not connecting with their classmates as much and everything. It's just now more than ever. I wish we had gotten every single bike back out to every single kid throughout the neighborhood, just throwing them out like an Amazon Prime truck just going down the road and just chucking bikes out or something like that. Mm-hmm. I wish we could have done that because kids need to stay socially connected so much. They need to get outside active, 60 minutes of physical activity every day, and that's just the minimum that they should have, and not so much of, you know, where a lot of times, and I get it, parents are worried about their kids being safe out there and everything, which is why the education is so important. But from a childhood development standpoint, and as a former social worker, I can tell you just how important All those things are for young kids and their development and how they connect with their environment, connect with other people, and just how much physical exercise is such a great antidote. It's so important, you know, to do well in school and connect with friends and with their families. So there's, I could go on and on about why our mission is so important, and it really goes so much deeper into, you know, social connectedness and developing healthy habits and all those kinds of things. And that's, again, every age, from 2 years old all the way up. We've got to hit it at with everything we've got these days more than ever, I feel like.
Well, and it's sure you can't be depressed when you're on a bike, that's for sure. There's really no,
you're not doing something right.
Yeah,
then,
exactly. You're not, you yeah. can't expend that energy and also be bicycling. So and who knows, maybe you can be emulating my friend Paul McManus and going around the world on your bike.
That's right.
You know? From the neighborhood to around the world. All right, I'd like to thank my guests, Jessica and Daniel. Thanks so much for telling us about Kids on Bikes.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure.
You've been listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio.